Yeah, I just want to know if they could wish my son a very happy birthday. He turned 7 today.
What's his name?
Julio.
Julio?
Yeah.
What do you guys have planned for the big birthday?
We're just having a little party at the house. His dad was deployed, so it's just me and my other two 18-year-olds.
Two 18-year-olds?
Yes, two twin boys.
Wow.
Yep.
Are they getting into all kinds of scandalous stuff now that they're getting up there in age, too?
Oh, boy. It's a lot of work with two 18-year-old boys, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Happy birthday to Julio, and thanks to you for putting up with, everything.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself.
All right, bye-bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. You're up.
Hey, yeah, man, I wanted to give you kind of an update, man, about what happened, like, with those dogs that attacked my dad and everything.
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, we went to court yesterday and got a little bit of justice. I guess the Great Dane was ordered to be euthanized, and I guess the lady who owned the dogs was up in court, you know, kind of getting all lippy, saying she was not going to put her boxer down, and, you know, the judge politely told her that, since the police made a mistake and did not write that the boxer was involved, that they were going to let that one out, but that we still had a right to petition that the dog was dangerous. And so now we have to go and file another police report and get that dog put to sleep. But justice was kind of served, you know, but it was kind of funny because, you know, it's a, you know, a court, you know, a court of law, and it's kind of funny to see how some people, you know, treat that and come to court looking like, you know, they just crawled out from under a rock. And
oh, yeah? Was she kind of dressed up kind of disgustingly or
in
what?
Her sweat?
You know, me, I just get to, I mean, I'm remodeling a house. So, I mean, I just came out, you know, and got cleaned up and stuff like that. But it's like even being dirty from, you know, replacing walls and stuff like that, I looked better than, you know, this woman did who appeared before a judge. So,
well, what'd she look like? I want a physical description of what she looked like with her clothes and everything.
Well, you know, she had some ratty looking jacket on, you know. I mean, it was cold.
Was it a jeans jacket?
No. That'd have been funny.
Yeah.
No, but she had some pants that looked like they were like 30 sizes too big and dirty. Look how they just like, she pulled them out of a hamper.
Nice.
You know, and her hair was all stringy and, you know, kind of pulled back. But, you know, I don't really want to say she looked like she came out of a trailer, but, you know, I think because a trailer might be too good.
You know,
that one, you know. And I mean, I know they live in a house, but, you know, I don't know. It was just kind of crazy, but, you know. Then we got to go out and see the dogs at the actual shelter themselves, and, you know, it's kind of crazy, you know.
The violent dogs?
Oh, yeah, they're sitting in there. They're locked up. They got a padlock on their gate.
Did you point at them and go, "You're going to die"?
No, I just kind of stared at the one dog, you know, and it kind of stared back, and then, you know, it was a sweet moment. It was like, yeah.
Well, good for you, man.
Well, hey, yeah, thanks for being there. Thanks for everything you guys have done.
We'll try to do whatever we can whenever we can. Considering we didn't really do much, but we appreciate the call, man.
Have a good one. Bye.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You're up.
Got a new grandbaby yesterday, if that counts.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
A new grandbaby. How many grandbabies do you have?
Well, it's my stepson's first baby, so I have one now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's mine. I don't care what nobody else says. I'm going to be the one that makes him rotten and evil, you know.
Are you?
That's my job. Well, probably. I have that tendency to make kids rotten, so.
Well, you don't sound old enough to be a grandma just yet.
Well, I'm 42, so I'm old enough.
Is 42 old enough to be a grandma? 42 is old enough to be a mom for the first time these days, you know?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
You're not up for that?
No.
Come on.
No, at that age, you should have your children grown and be enjoying somebody else's, such as I am going to be.